Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. The original classic, abridged and introduced by Mitch Horowitz for the Condensed Classics Library. Preface: The Power of Thought. This may be one of the most personally important books you ever encounter. I say that not because I agree with every one of its premises or ideas, but rather because author and New Thought minister Joseph Murphy identifies and expands upon one immensely important and undervalued principle. What you think dramatically affects your quality of life. This idea has been restated from antiquity to the present. John Milton put it this way in Paradise Lost: the mind is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell, a hell of heaven. Murphy presents this principle as an absolute. He argues that thought governs health, finances, relationships, and all facets of life. I am personally unconvinced that every element of existence yields to thought alone. But within the folds of this idea, that mind is the master builder, can be found great truths. They are yours to discover, test, and benefit from. All that is required is to change how you think. Murphy's philosophy is profoundly simple, but it is not for the weak or myopic. If you take seriously what you find in this book, and I urge you to, you will discover that redirecting your thoughts toward resiliency and constructiveness requires a lifetime of effort, but it is a task worthy of every motivated, mature person. You will also learn that your emotions must be brought into play for any real self-change to occur. Emotion is more powerful than thought. Never confuse or conflate the two. The mind says, be satisfied with your portion. Emotion shouts, I want more. The mind says, be calm. Emotion wants to run away. The mind says, I am happy for my neighbor. Emotion feels envy. Murphy supplies exercises to help align your emotions and thoughts in pursuit of a personal goal. Murphy's message that new thought means new life has touched countless people since this book first appeared in 1963. This is not because Murphy's outlook is cloying or wishful, but because it is essentially true. We all feel that we should be practicing more dignified, generous, and self-respecting patterns of thought, tones of speech, and person-to-person relations. We harbor the conviction that we are not leading the lives we should be, that our abilities are underdeveloped, our decisions too hesitant and timorous, and our attitudes too selfish. Almost all of us sense the potential of a larger existence within us. This is a near universal instinct. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind is an instruction manual toward seeking that greater scale of life. Pay close attention to the book's principles, methods, and exercises, and above all, use them. It may be the most important step you ever take. Mitch Horowitz. Chapter 1. The Treasure House Within You. What, in your opinion, is the master secret of the ages? Atomic power? Thermonuclear energy? Interplanetary travel? No, not any of these. What, then, is the master secret? Where can one find it? And how can it be contacted and brought into action? The answer is extraordinarily simple. The secret is the marvelous, miracle-working power of your own subconscious mind. You can bring into your life more ability, more health, more wealth, and more happiness by learning to contact and release the hidden forces of your subconscious. As you follow the simple techniques in this book, you can gain the necessary knowledge and understanding to unlock your subconscious depths. Within them are infinite wisdom, infinite power, and infinite supply. Begin now to recognize these potentialities of your deeper mind, and they will take form in the world without. The infinite intelligence within your subconscious can reveal to you everything you need to know at every moment, provided you are open-minded and receptive. You can receive new thoughts and ideas, enabling you to bring forth new inventions, make new discoveries, or write plays and books. You can attract the ideal companion. You can acquire resources and wealth. You can move forward in abundance, security, joy, and dominion. It is your right to discover this inner world of thought. Its miracle-working powers and eternal laws of life existed before you were born, before any religion or church appeared, and before the world itself came into being. It is with these thoughts that I urge you in the following chapters to lay hold of this wonderful, magical, transforming power that is your subconscious mind. Chapter 2. How Your Mind Works. There are two levels of mind, conscious and subconscious. You think with your rational, conscious mind, and whatever you habitually think seeps down into your subconscious mind, which creates according to the nature of your thoughts. Once the subconscious mind accepts an idea, it begins to execute it. Your subconscious does not engage in proving whether your thoughts are good or bad, but responds according to the nature of your thoughts or suggestions. If you consciously assume something is true, even though it may be false, your subconscious will accept it and proceed to bring about results that must necessarily follow. Your conscious mind is the watchman at the gate. Its chief function is to protect your subconscious from false impressions. You now know one of the basic laws of mind. Your subconscious is amenable to suggestion. From infancy on, many of us have been given negative suggestions. Not knowing how to thwart them, we unconsciously accepted them. Here are some of the negative suggestions. You can't. You'll never amount to anything. You'll fail. You haven't got a chance. It's no use. It's not what you know, but who you know. You're too old now. And so on. If you look back, you can easily recall how parents, friends, relatives, teachers, and associates contributed to a campaign of negative suggestions. Study the things said to you, and you will discover that much of it was said to control you or instill fear in you. Check regularly on the negative suggestions that people make to you today. You do not have to be influenced by destructive suggestion. Never say, "I can't." Overcome fear of failure by substituting the following statement: I can do all things through the power of my subconscious mind. Never allow others to think for you. Choose your own thoughts and make your own decisions. Always remember that you have the capacity to choose. Choose life. Choose love. Choose health. Choose happiness. Whatever your conscious mind assumes and believes, your subconscious mind accepts and brings to pass. Chapter 3. The Miracle-Working Power of Your Subconscious Mind. The power of your subconscious mind is enormous. It inspires you, guides you, and reveals to you names, facts, and scenes from the storehouse of memory. Your subconscious mind never sleeps or rests. You can discover its miracle-working power by plainly stating to your subconscious prior to sleep that you wish to accomplish a certain thing. You will be delighted to find that forces within you will be released, leading to the desired answer or result. William James, the father of American psychology, said that the power to move the world resides within your subconscious mind. Your subconscious is at one with infinite intelligence and boundless wisdom. It is fed by hidden springs. The law of life operates through it. Whatever you impress upon your subconscious, it will move heaven and earth to bring it to pass. You must therefore impress it with right ideas and constructive thoughts. What is your idea or feeling about yourself right now? Every part of your being expresses that idea. Your body, vitality, finances, friends, and social status are a perfect reflection of the idea you have of yourself. What is impressed in your subconscious mind is expressed in all phases of your life. Worry, anxiety, and fear can interfere with the normal rhythm of your heart, lungs, and other organs. Feed your subconscious mind with thoughts of harmony, health, and peace, and all the functions of your body will become normal again. Feel the thrill of accomplishment. Imagine the happy ending or solution to your problem, and what you imagine and feel will be accepted by your subconscious mind and brought to pass. The life principle will flow through you rhythmically and harmoniously as you consciously affirm, "I believe that the subconscious power that gave me this desire is now fulfilling it through me." Your subconscious mind can and will accomplish as much as you allow it to. Chapter 4. Prayer and Your Subconscious Mind. In building the Golden Gate Bridge, the chief engineer understood mathematical principles, stresses, and strains. Secondly, he had a picture of the ideal bridge across the bay. The third step was his application of tried and proven methods, which were implemented until the bridge took form. Likewise, there exist techniques and methods by which your prayers are actualized. Prayer is the formulation of an idea concerning something you wish to accomplish. Your desire is your prayer. It comes out of your deepest needs, and it reveals what you want in life. "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." That is really prayer, life's hunger and thirst for peace, harmony, health, joy, and other blessings. We will now explore the passing over technique for impregnating the subconscious mind with your desire. This involves inducing the subconscious to take over your prayer request as handed it by the conscious mind.